So wonderful to meet you tonight. So great to be here at Imperial Fez in Berkeley Lake, Georgia, right around the corner from where I live. Lots of my peers.
Wonderful.
And I'm so excited to find you. I was very thrilled to find Adam and Eve at one point last year, like working and finding different companies to work with. I work for a bookkeeping company in Athens. And then have another company driving traffic to different establishments. So I love Imperial Fez and all of my mom's friends.
You. Thank you.
We're so excited to know that we were having a meeting here tonight because you have great reputation. So
Thank
I'd love
you.
To hear about, like, what are y'all doing this year?
Well, I mean, we've been here for the last 5 years and a half.
Okay.
And we love to see more traffic driven to us.
Yes.
Or we'd like to see more guests come in to experience a culture.
Yeah.
Let the hair down, sit on the floor,
take your
shoes off, and even eat with your finger.
Yes.
Which is one of the best way to communicate with self.
So let's back up a little bit. Imperial Fez is the restaurant, the type of cuisine that you offer here.
Moroccan.
So you walk in, you feel like you're in Morocco.
That's what we're trying to give you. Absolutely. We're trying to transfer you to Morocco, to Marrakesh, to Fez, Meknes, Rabat.
For someone that's not familiar with this cuisine, this type of food, how would you explain it to the average Joe?
It is the mother cuisine of North Africa and the Mediterranean, because the Moorish people, are the one who traveled trading salt as far east as we could go and brought all those spices and herbs and aromatic and exotic fruits that today we see just like normal, like apricot, plums, pomegranate, and it could go on, sherry, and so on and so forth. I mean, to us, all this is just normal. 1400 years ago, nobody knew about it until the Moors went that far east as they could go.
If somebody walked in and you said, this is the dish they need to try, what's the most popular dish?
We are very, very expert on lamb. And one of the most popular dish we have in this restaurant is lamb shank.
Mm.
Lamb cutlet, excellent. Lamb tagine. I mean, tagine, which is the mother of all the dishes that come out of the Moroccan cuisine, tagine, T-G-I-A-N-E.
Yeah.
And the tagine offer you tagine apricot, tagine plums, tagine paprika, tagine lemon and olive. And all those tagines, you know, have this aromatic and exotic flavor that will take you to Morocco.
So great. I know, living in New York City for many years, I loved the flavors and just the Moroccan cuisine, different cuisines, and all those spices and flavors that you were just talking about, which is very exciting.
Well, one of the most exciting things, which you just touched with your New York, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., even New Jersey, Virginia, all those countries are exalted with flavors of all the world. Here in Georgia, we still haven't yet been able to drive people to go, you know, let's have Moroccan today. Oh, let's have Thai today. Oh, let's have Indian. Oh, and we have them all here. The mind of today, Georgian, hasn't yet cooked to the level you just said,
right,
where you experience all these cultures.
I'm excited because I do see I looked for diversity and
great
cultures and things like that, like relocating here because I love New York for that reason. And so I get encouraged when I see, obviously, your restaurant and people opening up to different flavors, spices.
Absolutely.
And we want to drive them here because they're missing out. You know, my mom would love lamb. She loves lamb and she would love those flavors.
Great.
Just a few to let them know that you're here.
Dude,
and
that's
that you've been here. You've been
saying
in business for 45 years?
No, 57.
57 years.
We started in San Francisco. We were the restaurant in San Francisco. Herb Cain, who used to be the columnist for San Francisco Chronicle, owned by the Hearst family.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, used to put us in his column every single week.
Oh, I want to read those.
And
that's
we
awesome.
Had everybody from Anthony Quinn to Mike Douglas when he was shooting the street of San Francisco. And not to mention, all the philosophers and the psychologists of San Francisco were very famous were driven to come to our restaurant every week.
Oh my gosh, I love
it. But here in Georgia, we still don't have that yet.
Yeah.
We still
How long have you been in Atlanta?
We've been in Atlanta for 30 some years.
Right.
Tell me about your journey. How did you end up where you are today?
Well, we moved to Vail, Colorado.
Yeah.
And we had a restaurant there for more than 37 years. We were the destination of the world, from the house of the Carolina in Monaco to name it, all the royalties from Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Mexico, all the skiers of the world. In fact, when Vail opened to the ski monitors of France, there were 600 skiers that come to vacation in Vail, skiers, monitors. And they found Emperor FS, oh my God! Moroccan cuisine in Vail.
You said Vail. That's the last place I would have thought that a restaurant like this would do so well. But then you mentioned
it's cool and delicious.
All the tourists.
Yeah. We will be booked way ahead
when
of
advance.
They come.
Yeah, I can see that.
And when they go ski a whole night, they come and drop their shoes, not their boot. They drop their shoes and they lay down on the floor and they say, thank you, Rafi.
Oh my God!
You know,
Now
we can soak the snow in your
and
restaurant.
Have a nice relaxing meal and a drink.
So my uncle was the dean of the IOCs, the Olympic Committee, and he was the dean of the Olympic Committee. And he came to me to Vail and he said, "We need you in Atlanta. You need me in Atlanta." I said,
What were his ties to Atlanta?
Well, he the dean of the Olympic. He was the one behind Billy Payne,
yeah,
okay.
1996. Andrew Young.
He had connections to Atlanta.
Maynard,
no,
yes.
They went to him, to Casablanca, in order for him to be one of their biggest supporters of giving 96 to Atlanta, and he did. And he came to me and said, we need you in Atlanta. I said, what for? I said, you're the one who's going to represent Africa and the Arabs in Atlanta. That's why I come.
Wow.
No, I love that.
And we're talking with Rafi. He is the owner here of Imperial Fez. We could talk to Rafi all night long.
The most important thing that people need to know is information. But why this information? So they could open up.
Yeah, and open up what they see and what they taste and what's open to them, which they don't know. And not that Southern food isn't wonderful and all the other cuisines here, but like this is here and it's delicious and it's an international flavor right here in Berkeley Lake.
And events like this really open the eyes to a lot of folks like myself and a lot of others I've talked to that were
Absolutely.
Not aware.
Yep.
Beautiful, beautiful space.
That's what we're here for. We're here for, in order to spread. You know, there is two things in life, culture, and most important is the diversity that you dive into. And those two elements, diversity and culture, they're going to make you live longer. I'm serious. The brain, the human brain is big. I mean, look at Elon Musk, what he's doing.
Yes.
Where that comes from, his brain. Now, back to our conversation. If people open up to culture and diversity, they will be so
enriched.
So many people don't even know what's out there.
And they don't know what they're missing.
They don't travel from their little sector. But once you go out and realize there's a whole world out there, you have them. Give your address where you're located.
How can people find you?
We're in Berkeley Lake.
Berkeley Lake, Georgia.
Georgia.
Right on the cusp of Johns Creek and Norcross and Peachtree Corners.
Right. It's a Berkeley Lake Shopping Center.
Yes.
And the address is 4790 Peachtree Industrial.
Peachtree Industrial Road.
Yeah, and you can't miss it. And we have an elevator.
Elevator upstairs.
Yeah, we're second
beautiful
floor.
Beautiful bar.
We have a bar.
Beautiful boutique and beautiful dining area.
And a gift shop.
We have a gift shop.
You don't see a gift shop
That's
in most
cute.
Restaurants.
Well, a lot of people love Moroccan items like jellaba, mm-hmm. kaftan, and even souvenirs. Because Moroccan stuff, go there, they have accent, and they bring accent to your decor.
Yeah, even if you're not here for a meal, I mean, you just come by and look. The store's amazing
in itself. Correct.
You have a website?
Yeah, we have a website, imperialfez.com.
Pronounce your whole name, Rafi. I want to hear the whole thing.
Okay, my whole name.
Yeah.
Okay.
This should be good.
Here we go. Abderrafi Rafi Benjeloun. Benjeloun That's family awesome. Is one of the biggest, largest family in Morocco. It's like the Kennedys to America.
I feel like I'm in Morocco, just sitting here talking to you with this atmosphere. Wonderful atmosphere.
Thank you, Mike.